It all begins with me. For many, our self-perception is based upon the circles within which we move. Our concept of self is a function of our communities. It's been said that we are known more by the company we keep than by our own self-reporting. Can this be the case? Can it be that our communities have more to say about us than we can say about ourselves? It's clear to see that current events are causing whole communities to come to the forefront of public opinion in protest. There is some degree of contradiction, however, in that at some level, we as a national community have created the results which we are facing today. There will certainly be some potential pushback or denial of culpability by someone reading this or listening to this, but we all have a hand in current matters in some form or another. We all have a part in this. We are guilty in a number of ways. We have either voted directly or indirectly to cause this result. The voting process should not be seen as being limited to our recent election process, but from a broader perspective, the number of ways in which voting has taken place may surprise you. We actually sanction our communities to allow these results in these conditions. We give them permission to have this be the case. The default reaction is for one to say that they don't support that condition or they don't support that result. But at the end of the day, silence on a particular matter becomes an implied endorsement. While we may think that certain social conditions are not just, they are in fact our result. We might think that it's not our fault or not our problem, but we do have culpability in that we lift up this culture, this society, as being better than another. So we are partners in that process. So many of us have marched, demonstrated, and showed up for talks and conversations. We've heard public speakers. We've been a part of the process. So many of us have written checks and signed petitions. It almost goes without saying that many of us have even supported social media campaigns by forwarding tweets and Instagrams. Yes, that too is a way of voting. But where is this work in your life and in your circles and in your communities? There's this superior air that we take in the form of self-imposed piety. We assume a stance of knowing better and perceiving ourselves as above others. Many gauge how they are doing by those who are beneath them, either socially, politically, religiously, and even racially. We may not think that we do this, but in an unspoken way, we actually say, boy, am I glad I'm not that. Relating to life through these lenses only supports our self-imposed piety. The thinking behind it is, they are not that which I am, so therefore, this is the psychological house of mirrors that we operate within. This is the pretense and the context within which we function. We're not able to see our way out of this house of mirrors because everything is focused on our perspective and in conjunction with our inability to see or hear others. This view of life must be transformed. Our sense of concern is hampered by our inability to responsibly present ourselves in a sincere and honest fashion. We're challenged in our ability to tell the truth about our fears, our superiority stances, and especially our weaknesses. Our insincerity is actually an insult to God. That's right. Our insincerity is actually an insult to God. Think about it. For us to operate outside of our design has to be an insult to the designer. Our gestures toward peace and true community in an insincere fashion is nothing more than a series of empty prayers for the sake of looking good. If faith without works is dead, then the converse most certainly has to be true just as well. Works without faith is just as empty, just as dead. In the end, we have an obligation to do what is right, to do what is just and what is true to serve our communities with integrity. It is not about one truth over another, but rather the truth that serves all of humanity. In the words of Dr. King, the arc of the moral universe is long, but it leans towards justice. Our silence and inaction may be votes for injustice. We must be clear and honest with ourselves about that which is true and just. It is only when we are honest with ourselves about that which we give God something to work with. When we are honest with ourselves, that's the point at which we give God something to work with. Our prayers are not answered based on empty wishes. Prayers are answered when our hearts are filled with a desire and intent to do God's will. I will assert that God's will is that there be peace on earth and that we live as sisters and brothers. My prayer is that we honestly face our personal truths and in turn, we give God something with which to work. God bless.